Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Steve, I don't know, man. I think you got to get on this TikTok.
I was on it for a second and got off of it.
Yeah?
Why should I get on it again?
Well, because, I mean, this is where everybody's doing the thing. Everything's happening.
What is the thing that
they're
doing?
The kids are doing the things on the ticks and the tocks, Steve. You got to do it. Well, this mom was recording a TikTok video when her little boy interrupted the recording. And this is important. This kid wanted some jam. As we know, jam, jelly, very important in a young person's life.
Especially when they're going to have a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Need some jelly on that.
Now, the only problem was not so much his request for the jam, but I guess the way he asked for it. This little jewel, he dropped the F-bomb not once, but twice.
Serious question.
Help us to f*** jam.
Now, do you think
this kid's the greatest.
He's like, oh, crap, I yelled that. I shouldn't yell that. And then he whispers it.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, just give me that blank and jam, Mom. That's all I'm looking for.
His mom just trying to cut up some delicious honeydew.
She's just holding her melons. What's wrong with that?
I mean,
It's a beautiful video when you got a woman holding her melons. I think she should put the knife down, though, because that's a little.
Well, how else are you going to cut your honeydew?
Well, I don't want to cut the melons. I just want to hold them. That's all I want to do.
Okay. Well, you got to see if they're ripe first.
That's it. It's a good point. Yeah, I think she's, I'm not sure what she's doing. I mean, do we need to see her cut a melon? Is this what the world wants?
I don't know anymore. I have no idea.
What the hell is she doing? The kid's right. Know. Give me my jam. What is wrong with you, Mom?
Get off the damn phone. Stop doing your TikToks. I know you want to show everyone how fun you are, but give me my effing jam, Mom.
I know. It is the most pointless thing I've ever seen. Is she making like, a summer dessert thing? I don't know.
Well, I mean, so my first thought was dad taught the kid some colorful language that he should not say in front of mom.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'm looking at her her TikTok blurb, and it says he spends a lot of time with his Italian grandmother.
Oh,
so
sure.
Grandma's fault.
Blame it on. Now, why is it going to be Italian grandmother? You know what I mean? Why is that going to be singled out? Are they known for cursing more than anybody else? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know.
No, I don't really know what you're saying. I wasn't really reading into that part. But yeah, I think some Italian grandparents have colorful language.
Yeah, all right. I just, you know, I'm as an Italian, I take that personally. It's like, listen, I think everybody swears. Just don't be singling me out. And, you know, then wouldn't she teach him some Italian swear words? I got, I got spacca la faccia, which was slap on the face.
Spacca la faccia.
That's all I ever heard was from my Italian anybody. Slap you in the face. I talked a lot.
I can understand why they would say that from time to time.
Yeah. So I don't have any Italian swear words. I just know how to be slapped in the face. I can tell you that.
It's the part that I'm focusing on more than anything is why, and Danny, I think you're guilty of this. Why are people wearing hats in their house? Because she is rocking a snapback at home. I guess she's doing it because of her video. She wants to show that she's cool. But I mean,
it looks like it matches her, whatever that thing she's wearing, like a little
shirt dress. That's a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, is it a shirt? It's yeah. So. Oh yeah, it is. Okay, I couldn't tell from the. It was long. It was a long thing. I couldn't see she had anything else on.
Her stomach.
I can't tell from your angle. I can see.
All right.
Why would you not wear a hat in the house, Steve?
Okay, there you go.
That's my question.
I don't understand why though. It's not like you, why not be in the most comfortable state you can be in? And I don't think wearing a hat is a comfortable state.
That is for me.
Yeah, I'm with Steve on this. What's going on with the hat in the house?
All see, right. I do the shoes in the house. I do the hats in the house. I do all of the above. That makes me comfortable.
Do you do your house shoes or do you wear your outside shoes?
No, my outside shoes.
What are you wearing your outside shoes in the house for?
I don't know, because it's comfortable.
Okay.
It's more comfortable than not wearing shoes at all.
Yes, I hate not wearing shoes.
That seems so strange to me.
You were born without shoes, Danny.
Wait, do your feet stink? Is that why you have to wear shoes?
No, not at all.
Huh.
Yeah, they smell like sweet peaches.
I
think that's debatable.
Yeah, they smell like fresh cut melon with children swearing in the background.
Dan, Vicky, then how do you feel about hats in the house?
Maybe if it's a beanie, then maybe it's okay. Like if you're cold, but I don't wear hats in the house. Like that's that, or unless you're like doing something like painting or something
or
like that.
Or a TikTok video where you're cutting melons.
Exactly. Yeah,
you need a hat on when you're cutting melons.
You absolutely do.
Yeah, you really do.
But I try to put a hat on and I end up taking it off within a few minutes just because it's not comfy. Same with shoes. Unless they're slippers, why are you wearing shoes in your house?
Look at Danny. Danny's a commie, probably cutting melons with kids that swear in the background. Look at him.
That's true. Yeah.
So it says I wear a hat all the time unless I'm at the dinner table.
You know what the problem is, Steve? I know exactly why Danny's the way he is.
Why?
His Italian grandmother. That's why I'm on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Hashtag FYP.
TikTok. TikTok. It's just really showing off the greatest of us, isn't it?
It really is.
Hey, we got a Washington man. He got a DUI on Sesame Street. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the mix report for you at 6:17. Hey, can you tell me how to get a drink on Sesame Street?
No.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and today is a special day to enjoy some time on the computer because it's National Social Media Day.
Oh, really?
So enjoy your social media, BJ. I know you love it.
I'm going to get on the TikTok and cut some melons with my kid cussing in the background.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Sarah would have no problem doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
Not the cutting melons part, but the cursing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you can only pick one. You got the Facebook. You got the Twitter, the Instagram, the TikTok, or the Snapchat. Which one are you going to stick with?
Do you say that I have to pick one?
You have to pick one.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Come on, I have faith in you.
Yeah, I guess Facebook.
Facebook?
Well, because that's where all my gaming event things are.
Oh, yeah, so your invites and all your group chats. Danny, who are you going with?
Instagram, for sure.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Vicky?
Instagram.
See, I'm going Twitter. Most people hate Twitter. I enjoy the people that I follow on Twitter, and I have a good time on there.
You always like Twitter. It's the lower maintenance of all of them.
It is. It's so low maintenance. I hate Facebook. The less I'm on Facebook, the happier I am in life.
Yeah.
I mean, really. It's like I'm almost never checking my Facebook.
And I'm not an Instagram guy. I mean, I don't care about your pictures. I guess that's my thing. See, I don't mind Instagram's fun because of the pictures.
Yeah, it's like
every once in a while you got one of them bikini baristas. They post a nice picture of what they're doing at work.
Oh yeah, I suppose
can't
that's
go wrong
good.
With that, right, Danny?
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to read the caption.
No, it's like a good book.
Yeah,
with just pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
All right, let's talk about this guy who just got arrested. He's in a little bit of trouble. He was in Seebeck, Washington.
Oh, I know Seebeck.
Have you been there?
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Did you know that there's an actual street called Sesame Street in Seebeck?
Really?
I had no idea until this morning.
I didn't know that either. I'm going to have to check that out next time I'm there.
Sadly, the reason why we're finding out is because this idiot was drinking and driving, and he's an idiot. He crashed into a gas station and dented his SUV on Sesame Street.
Okay.
He ran into the woods.
Yeah.
Tried to find the Cookie Monster, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that guy's a genius.
Police dog tracked him down. He was arrested, and this is not the first time that he's gotten a DUI. And I like this story because it says, according to the count, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 DUIs in the past 10 years.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah, he's in a lot of trouble. And yeah. I would hope never gets a driver's license again.
One of these things doesn't belong on the road.
All right, let's have some fun with people losing their minds because they're asked to wear a mask.
Okay.
We have audio of ladies losing it in stores. This one happened when a woman wanted to buy some beer. She was told, you need to wear a mask when you're in our convenience shop. The clerk even said, you can buy one from us. And that's when she decided to spit on the counter, right under the protective plastic partition, started yelling and screaming. Of course, someone waiting in line decided to film the whole thing. And the best part about all this is at the end, you'll hear the clerk is like, okay, I'll take you next, the lady that was filming. And she's like, no, I just want to watch what's going on. Like, she was enjoying watching this disaster.
Why are you selling me the mask?
I don't have a mask. You're not going to sell me this? It's going to take you to up it. I'm spreading more dirt standing here, for God's sakes. I'm not paying for masks. We have a right in America not to wear a mask. If you not watch the news, we don't have to do this.
Okay, well,
there, find it. I'm not going to tell you. I think it went over there.
You can pick it up. You can spit on the ground. Don't need that. I'm going to pick.
I want to keep watching.
I love that. The clerk's like, yeah, there is actually.
Yeah.
Dummy.
I want to keep watching.
I like that she did the clapping thing.
Yeah.
I do not need a mask.
Yeah. So I just want to say one thing, guys. You need to step it up. The women are making us look bad, complaining about not wearing masks. So far, we only got women just going crazy. We need some guys.
All right, and the next story, it's a woman again, a young lady in Dallas. We talked a little bit about this lady yesterday. She was the one that's in the grocery store and just had a temper tantrum and took all the groceries out of her cart and threw them onto the floor. We now have audio of that. The best part about this is that she's not happy about the whole wearing a mask thing. And while she's throwing all the groceries on the floor, what does she have in her hands? A mask. I'm not sure if you heard, but she does not give a...
Oh, she doesn't give a couple? Oh, okay. Zero Fs, I think, is what the kids call it. Yeah, zero Fs given.
Well, I think she gave about 4 or 5 of those Fs in that, that 8-second clip.
Yeah, it was very contradictory.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is exciting. I mean, you know, people are really... They are really handling COVID well. That's what I'm seeing.
Everybody is taking it in stride and being nice to people. Yeah. Handling it with respect. I had to go to Costco yesterday. You know what happened? The guy didn't have his mask. The guy at Costco was like, I have a mask if you want to have it. And he's like, oh, thank you. And he took the mask and put it on.
What the hell's wrong with you guys? It was a perfect opportunity to start throwing stuff.
That's what I tried to tell the guy. I'm like, dude, don't. We need a meltdown. I'm filming you. It was a very uneventful experience.
Guys, you're letting me down.
I did not realize this. Apparently in Seebeck, not only is there a Sesame Street, but someone, actually two different texters said there's actually a street called Cookie Monster Street.
Oh, I can't stand it. Got me cooking
now. Just another reason why Seebeck is great. That's where we go do our men's weekends.
Well, why haven't you gone to Sesame Street?
We didn't know there was one. Danny usually is the guy that has that info, didn't let us know.
There's also a Big Bird Street.
Is there really?
That's what the texters are saying.
Okay, I think you're as gullible as they are.
I believe two different texters.
Yeah, one said Cookie Monster, then one said Big Bird.
No, one said Cookie Monster, and the other one said Cookie Monster and Big Bird.
Ah, where's Bert and Ernie Street? Is that going to be coming up soon?
Oh, come on. Stop being silly.
I can't wait to go to Snuffleupagus Lane. You say it. Snuffleupagus Lane.
I've seen Big Bird Drive.
Big Bird Drive. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, see,
what about Cookie Monster?
Lying.
I haven't seen Cookie Monster. I see Peace and Quiet Way.
Nice.
Boy, Seebeck's kind of like a hippie place, isn't it?
Who the hell is obsessed with Sesame Street and Seebeck?
I know. That is interesting. See, you know, you go to this great state of Washington, you're going to find a lot of cool, bizarre stuff.
I have not been. I don't know if I've ever been to Seebeck.
I don't think you have. It's pretty out there.
They also have really good pizza. Seebeck Pizza. Shout out.
Represent.
Oh, so good.
Is that the little place we go to, Danny?
Yes,
that little shop?
Right across.
Yeah, it's like a little grocery store right across from the Seebeck Center that we go to. And, oh, man, you get a little six-pack, get a little pizza.
Nice.
It's very quaint. And you got a beautiful view of some water. I'm not sure what water I'm looking at, but it's a beautiful water view.
And there's a Sesame Street.
Can you tell me how to get to Seebeck's Sesame Street?
All right, as far as weather, 64 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. A perfect day to head on over to Seebeck and enjoy some time on Big Bird Drive. That's the major report, and that's what's up.
I've already seen showers already today. They said that could be happening, and it did.
It did.
I got some showers. I don't know if that's it or if we're getting more, but come on. Yesterday was gorgeous.
Should we look at the phone?
Look at the phone. What do we got going on?
Let's see what Siri has to tell us.
All right, Siri, what do we got going on today for the weather? She says, survey says.
Oh, looking at this, it just shows clouds for the rest of the day.
All right. But only 64, huh?
10% chance of rain.
Oh.
But only a high of 64.
Man.
That's all right. We're gearing up for the weekend, baby.
Okay.
4th of July weekend. It's going to be sunny and low 70s. Perfect weather, if you ask me.
Okay. Steve, will it be perfect weather?
Yes.
I asked him, and we got the answer.
So it says the textures are correct. My wife was born and raised in Seebeck. I can confirm that there is a Cookie Monster and Big Bird Street.
Well, if I was Bert and Ernie or Snuffleupagus, however he says his name, Snuffleupagus.
I can't say it for the life. If you had a gun in my head, I'd be like, take care, everybody.
Yeah.
I see can't pronounce that.
Peace out, people. Hey, we finally have our first person who's admitted that they did drop a bomb. How many times have we had audio of people where it sounds like they farted, but nobody ever admitted it?
They always blame it on that leather chair.
Yeah. Well, this time, golfer Ian Poulter, he is making news. And again, not because he did well at the Travelers Championship. It's for basically what he dropped at the Travelers Championship. Yeah, he ripped an incredibly loud fart while golfing. And you know what? He immediately admitted it.
Wow.
Awesome.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I'd give that a 9 out of 10.
And, you know, because there aren't people around, you really get to hear everything.
That was awesome.
It's awfully hard to deny that one. There's no chairs nearby.
I would have definitely clapped for him on that one. But
good for him, man.
Right? I like that he's like, you hear that?
Yeah.
Someone text her. I mean, on Twitter, they're like, this is now my favorite golfer.
Good old Ian Poulter. He rips one. See, if you admit it, people are going to dig you as opposed to people not admitting it and just trying to move on like nothing happened.
And also, I mean, he can't control that. He was swinging the golf club.
Yeah.
Like, I know sometimes, like, in wrestling, like, when I'm training and stuff, and we're doing some things where we're jumping in and out over the ropes, and, like, you're just sucking in that core, and, like, there's been a few times where I'm just jumping and I'm just ripped one. And I'm like, there's no lying. Like, what am I going to say? Who stepped on a duck?
Hey, who stepped right? on a duck?
It's like, yeah. Sorry, just farted. And, you know, laugh it out, and then you move on. And you just hope it's not that stinky.
That's the key.
That's the worst.
Usually the louder ones, though, are more air, and you should be okay.
Oh, you like the thing.
I mean, usually. I'm not saying that it works every time, but the SBDs are the one where you go, what the hell happened? I didn't hear anything.
Well, those are the ones when you blame the guy next to you.
That's right.
The guy that doesn't use deodorant.
Yeah.
Hey, it's totally him.
The guy that doesn't use deodorant must be the guy farting. What a great smokescreen for you.
Right? He's already known for being stinky.
Jeez.
If you're already known for being stinky, what does it matter if you got another thing thrown on to you?
It's a good point, you know, really.
You're already the smelly guy at the
Everything
gym.
That could be smelly, you go, what's going on here? Oh, it's Stinky McGee.
Now, what if that guy had a good, I don't know the proper terminology, but he had a hole-in-one, let's just say.
Okay, that's
proper. Right. Like, would you now try and push a fart out every time you were golfing?
Oh, you're saying for luck.
Well, yeah, and also strategy and accuracy.
Yeah, all right. Listen, if farting is what will make me better at sports, any kind of sport, I'll do it. Especially golf. I mean, you know, because you can make some money in that thing if you can get holes in one.
So this is my leather recliner does make that fart sound, though. Sometimes I scare my own dog.
Oh, really? Yeah, but see, then you can hide them in a leather recliner. See, no one will know if it's you or the recliner, right?
Ah, bummer. Apparently, that wasn't the guy that was swinging that farted, though. He already hit his ball, though. Another guy was swinging.
Oh.
Do you think he was trying to distract that guy?
So he wasn't teeing off?
No.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to. It's like bowling. You're not supposed to make noise when people are about to take a shot. And he's just dropping.
That's a rule in bowling?
Oh, yeah.
They got music playing and kids yelling everywhere.
Well, you're really not supposed to be bowling at the same time somebody else is, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, like if like you guys are sharing that same kind of lane area.
Yeah,
like
you got to be each other. Somebody to the left or to the right of you, you don't bowl at the same time.
Yeah, that's just proper etiquette.
Exactly. Well, same thing. You don't make noise while golfing, especially dropping bombs while the dude's in mid-swing.
You think he's like, watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Miggs has taken up golfing.
Now, if that guy didn't play well, would you be the guy that farts all the time around him?
Oh, again, yes. I mean, that's a lot easier to know that you could mess up somebody as opposed to I need to fart to get a hole in one. That's a lot easier to fart to, you know, disrupt somebody's game. I'm with you on that. So Ian Poulter wasn't even the guy we saw in the video swinging.
No, he was just there.
Oh, man. Then what excuse does he have? Like you said, if you're bending over, swinging a racket, whatever you're doing, trying to get the ball, you could see how your stomach would be contracted to some, you know, compressed in some way.
But maybe he was hoping that he could time it right. Right when he swings, he farts. That way no one hears it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wow, it sounded like when he hit the ball, it sounded like the ball farted. Oh, that was Ian Poulter. Yeah, congratulations. Good job, everybody. Do you imagine what we're going to hear in baseball and stuff like that? Like, how many farts are going on in that game?
Oh, man, that's right. Without fans, I mean, I got to feel that there's going to be a lot of weird bodily function sounds.
We're going to hear people spitting everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I don't think they can spit, though, with COVID.
No, you can't.
Oh, man. How are they going to live, these baseball players?
Right?
They can't chew. They're
going to have to swallow their
seeds. Oh, you can't swallow your seeds. That ain't right.
Sunflower seeds. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what he meant to say. Mm-hmm. And you can't swallow tobacco juice, right, from the chew.
I don't believe you'd want to, no.
No, this is going to be tough on ball players. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Who played the blind character in the 2003 movie Daredevil?
Great film. Screw you, Rev. Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Affleck. Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
You got his name right. Not a great film, though. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Mates at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.